Hi, it's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today, for New Year's Eve, we're featuring a movie set around New Year's Eve, which is pretty appropriate. It's the sequel After the Thin Man. Now, the story takes place just days after the events of the original film, The Thin Man, which we showed a while back. Nick, Nora, and Asta have returned to San Francisco, where Nick must investigate another murder, this one involving someone in Nora's family. And they really don't appreciate having a gumshoe for an in-law. This movie was released just 2 years after the original, and in addition to returning stars William Powell and Myrna Loy, it also has the same producer, director, screenwriters, and editor as the earlier film. This was the second movie in the Thin Man series, and will be followed by four more, all of which just happen to be available on DVD at South Plainfield Library. Putting in a little plug there. Looking at the supporting cast, unscrupulous Dame Polly is played by Penny Singleton, billed under her original name of Dorothy McNulty. Film buffs will remember her for playing Blondie in the film and radio series based on the long-running comic strip. Psychiatrist Dr. Kammer is played by George Zucco, who we last saw as Moriarty in The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. But the most notable cast member is third-billed James Stewart. The movie was made early in his career, when he was a contract player for MGM. It would be about another 2 years before he'd have his first big role as a leading man in You Can't Take It With You, and another year after that before he got his first Oscar nomination for his role in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Now, this movie received some good reviews, was a big financial hit at the box office, and got an Oscar nomination for Best Screenplay, though it lost to The Story of Louis Pasteur. And while it was made after the production code went into effect, the content hasn't changed much since the first movie. Nick still drinks, quite a lot, as do most of the rest of the cast. And there are also a couple of jokes involving, of all characters, Asta, which I'm sure wouldn't have gotten past the censors later on. This isn't related to the production code, but at about the 18-minute mark, look for what may be one of the oldest appearances of one of the oldest movie jokes around. You'll recognize it when you see it. Now, just a reminder for those who came in late, we're always interested in your comments and suggestions. We'd rather not work in a vacuum. You can post them on our Facebook page, call us at 908-754-7885, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can look up any of the other movies we've shown, and the links thereof, on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, we certainly hope we've made 2020 a bit brighter for you with these classic movies, and we look forward to bringing you more of them in 2021. Thanks again for stopping by. And now, from MGM in 1936, here's After the Thin Man. And have a happy and safe New Year.